Now we have letters and emails sent by readers to the Evening News.
We heard earlier about the proposal to build a concert hall at Anglia Square. Evening News readers reacted quickly. Big Chair wrote, "While I think that a dedicated concert hall for Norwich would be a great idea, Anglia Square is certainly not the right location. Such a venue needs to attract popular acts, which would generate large crowds, and there certainly is not the infrastructure in the area to accommodate that. The LCR and Waterfront already get well-known names performing and are in suitable locations to provide reasonable access. To compete with them, any new venue would need to look at bigger events and therefore bigger crowds, so the outer reaches of Norwich would be the proper location." Bowing Out added, "The Norwich Society strike again. Do they sit in a room and try and dream up the most obscure, financially doomed and ludicrous ideas for our fine city?" And then, but Rich Hart was enthusiastic. "I think a concert hall would be a great idea. The original cinema was built as a single screen, 2,000-seater cinema. It should be possible to convert it back to a single auditorium easily, with modern seating and sound and lighting systems. With a new multi-story car park, there will be enough parking just off the inner road in the evening for concerts. There will be enough infrastructure to cope."
Marcus Moore wrote from Sproston. "So, top scientists have confirmed what many of us already knew, that pubs play a vital role in spreading social engagement. People who have a local, it's a shame that my local has been closed for 5 to 6 years now, where they regularly meet to drink and mingle, are happier and play a large part in their community. It's just a shame that what would have been my local, the Royal Oak, has now been closed for about 6 years. According to lead researcher Professor Robin Dunbat from Oxford University, this study showed that frequenting a local pub can directly affect people's social network size and how they engage in their local community. This plays a large part in triggering the endorphin system, which promotes social bonding, like other complex bonding systems, including singing, dancing and storytelling, and getting some inspiration for letters to send to the Evening News, of course.
Norwich City's performances always lead to reader response. Here are the reactions to their 3-1 victory over Wolves. Michigan Canary wrote, "A win is a win, so that was good. Why does AN persist with Jerome? Lafferty is worth a couple of starts just to see if he can handle it, as Jerome, although a hard worker, definitely cannot finish. Maybe he needs a spell in the under-23s to get his confidence back." Putney Canary said, "Good win. Happy with that and keeps us with an outside hope of a playoff place. Really need to put a run together now." Whacklaw added, "I'm sure this victory happened because many of the City players wanted to play well to attract Lambeau's attention so that he would sign them for Wolves. Now I'll take my tongue out of my cheek. It hurts." Dubai Canary was pleased. "Obviously happy with a win and 3 points, but still very worried about the future. AN and the board can breathe a huge sigh of relief tonight, but we can still do poorly in the remainder of the transfer window, and I'm not convinced that we can put the kind of run together that will guarantee a top six finish. We really need to put a good string of results together and sustain some good form." Imperial Echoes noted, "No problems at home, it's the away record that needs to change. Jerome put in a good shift today, but seems to have lost it in the front of the goal. Newcastle could give us a player's start and we'd still lose to them with 10 men. So if we want the playoffs this year, a goal scorer is badly needed." And Rick was thoughtful. "Gritty performance and 3 valuable points with some outstanding displays, particularly from Howson. But as ever, it was will only be seen in context as to whether this is yet another false dawn or the start of redemption. Including Saturday, we have 4 out of 6 games at home, with the 2 away games against 2 of the league's strugglers. So, we now have 3 of those 18 points on offer. We'll only be able to say that the corner has been well and truly turned if we have at least 11 more by bedtime on St. Valentine's Day.